TWA Mobile.
TWA N4ZLK. Good evening, Steve.
Hey, how we doing? I'm having one of those brain moments. Who am I talking to?
Okay.
I knew it. I didn't. I just didn't want to call the wrong name. How you doing, bud?
Leaving my last pickup. Got about a 10-minute drive in back to the building, and then I'll be done for the night.
Wow. Are you driving for UPS?
That is correct.
I thought I remembered that. Man, you're coming into the season, I'll tell you. How many hours have you put in today? 12?
108 this morning. And it took an hour lunch, so whatever that is so far.
Well, that means they'll pay you for 10 hours. Man. Well, I traced spots with you. At least you kept moving. I got out early and started doing a bunch of stuff in preparation for moving. And went to my daughter's closing of her new house at 10. And then just as soon as we got done, we went over and started getting stuff out of my house and out of storage and out of a couple other different places. We've been moving furniture all day.
That, and in the rain, too. Well, it wasn't raining that bad, but my kids seem like they keep moving, and I keep helping them move.
Now, and so far today, I have personally taken out one set of washing machine and dryer out of a little house that they were renting and hauled it over to the new house, took the washing machine and dryer out of that house and put their newer stuff in, took that stuff and stored it out in their garage. Then I installed new locks on the house all the way around. And let's see, what else have I done? Oh, yeah, moved the full bedroom suite up onto the second floor. I tell you what, I think I'm going to go home, and I'm going to watch the inside of my eyelids roll back.
Well deserved. That's a lot. And I know you're pretty active because I hear you all the time, but that can wear you out after a while, that much work.
Turned 66, and that, for me, that's a load. What's that old Toby Keith song? I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Pretty good there. I think that's how it goes.
Well, my dad used to tell me, boy, if you're singing that in parts, you can leave my part out.
Amateur radio, of course, I'm not sure I could classify that as singing. KB4CBA.
As I was saying before I got doubled in on there, my dad used to tell me, said, son, if you're singing that in parts, you can leave my part out. You're right, Dave. How you doing, bud?
I guess that's Chad in there. I'm just checking into the 3915 sideband net. Conditions are real good tonight compared to the last few nights.
In there with us. And why are you on here? I figured you'd be out playing tennis on something tonight.
I'm in the bubble league. We play tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It's a two-hour match, so I'll get some tennis in tomorrow.
Don't you, Shane?
Dave, N4ZLK. And Dave, it sounds like you got a cold or something. Your voice is really low, or you've been asleep.
Still kind of have a little nasal drainage or something, you know. And I've been singing too. I've been upstairs playing the guitar and the keyboard and doing some singing. So I'm you know, I really pushed my voice a few times. I probably shouldn't have.
But that'll do it. Anyway, good to hear you tonight. Go ahead, Steve.
Steven's song. About guitars in. Is that what you were singing tonight the other day?
Sounded like that to some people. I was just doing some old Beatles songs and some songs I used to sing in church and you know, stuff like that. And it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Shane, you're too young. You probably know who the Beatles are, but you don't remember Ray Stevens singing some of those songs that he sang.
We had one of his albums back in the 70s. I remember him.
He was hilarious. Do you remember him, Dave?
And I got the video. It's VHS, but we still have a VHS player stuck under the bed somewhere. But, I mean, it's even funnier to watch it on video because he's acting it out, especially it's me again, Margaret.
Don't look, Margaret. It's too late. She done been mooned. Some of that stuff was hilarious. I'm telling you. But you know what? You don't hear music like that anymore.
I'm on the internet now. I can see him, Tim Hawkins. That's if you look him up, Tim Hawkins. He does some pretty funny stuff.
Okay, now I'm gonna have to go look him up. Is he a current artist?
Yeah, bills himself as a Christian comedian, but he takes a lot of songs and he rewrites words to them, and he makes a lot of fun of a lot of different things.
Oh, so he's like the Christian Weird Al Yankovic, huh?
Red hair, if that counts.
Hey, Dave, you remember Weird Al?
Rings a bell. I can't picture him, but I've done that with a lot of these being popular songs that we grew up with, and I've done Amazing Grace to the Eagles' Peaceful Easy Feeling. And, you know, you could take a song and just change the words. And we did a lot of that when I had a band. It was a lot of fun.
Well, boys, I've got to pull in here at the little house that I've got. And I got to find a park real quick, so I'm going to jump out on you. Shane, try to be careful going home, bud. I know you've had a long, hard day. I know about them. So just be careful out there. Dave, just try to behave. K4 VWA, I'm clear.
All right, see you, Steve. Good to talk to you. And I'm pulling in the parking lot here at work, too. So I'm going to jump out of here for right now. K4 VWA and KB4 CBA. N4 ZLK 73.
Hey, dog. Shane and Steve, y'all just leave me hanging. I know how it is. I'll just get back to the live band here. Y'all have a good night. And glad you got home. Y'all all got home safely. 73 is KB4CBA.
Monterey.
That's call-in station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo.
ZFR YQK.
4 YQK, is that correct? Name is Chad here. Live in Campobello. Whereabouts you at, sir?
David, I'm over here in Dacresville, just outside of Marietta.
See, I used to go to the Farm Days Tractor Show there in Dacresville.
maybe 1 mile from my house where they have that at.
Roger that. I collect old farm tractors and restore them. I've got a John Deere Model A, 36 Caterpillar Model 15, great-granddaddy's Alice Chalmers Model B, and I got a John Deere AO down there sitting in the barn, but I never did anything with it. It's just waiting on restoration. And I don't know that I'll ever get around to it, to be honest with you.
My plate is, I got a full plate over here. I just bought the land next to me, and I'm tore down like two buildings and removed a camper from it, and now I'm tearing down a cabin from it. It's taking forever to get all that work done.
I know what you mean. That's kind of, it never ends, does it? It's always something that needs attention. And I don't know. This year, I don't know what's happened. It's just kind of like I just all of a sudden just woke up one morning and I've just got slow, you know. I don't know what's going on.
Next year's almost around the corner. Next year I'll be putting up some antennas and stuff. Think about putting up a new antenna tower.
I hadn't been in this hobby long, and retired military and was in communication unit. And when I left, I said, I don't want to ever touch a piece of communication gear again, ever. I'm done with it. But I don't know, 4 or 5 years went by, and then I'm knee-deep in it. Here we go.
20 years in the military, too. Started off working on aviation, moved to air traffic control, then I moved into tactical radios of the tactical speed unit with the Ranger Brigade out of Fort Lewis.
Well, I was in the 151st Signal Battalion, 228th Expeditionary Signal Brigade, and we did long haul communications with troposcatter and tactical satellite, ANTSC 36s, I think. We had some little portable stuff, but I didn't enjoy that. It just that old big stuff. I kind of enjoyed working on that kind of stuff.
Equipment. I used to work at ECI ICAP there. They had satellite terminal, microwave, HF, land mobile radio stuff. We'd be able to outfit an entire command center within 24 hours of our setup, about 7 pallets.
Well, we didn't do any HF stuff. We did all the heavy hauling, just bulk. Just massive data, you know, and then we'd break it down to, we had a couple of mobile red comms that we hook field telephone, well, not field telephones, but DNVTs and DSVTs up to, and we had a nipper side and a sipper side, and did all the encryption and things like that, you know. But I didn't do any HF work, and when I got into this hobby, the simple old dipole just kind of blew my mind. I had to get some help, with some experience. Hey, I was trying to figure that thing out, you know. But that's solely microwave. We had some FM stuff, Syngars, that kind of stuff, but. You know, nothing amazing. Just you know, Syngars is not much, but it's something from vehicle to vehicle, you know.
Very Syngars stuff. Yeah, I was on a fall special team. It'd be like 15, 17 people would deploy out. You know, 24-hour notice, but to get to where we go and roll and stuff like the command center. So I did
HF.com, Reachback, Zipper, Zippernet, set up servers, email, and telephone, so we didn't know it all.
I started off in CE maintenance, communication electronics maintenance. And then as I moved up, I ended up in ComSec, handling ComSec. I was a ComSec custodian for, maybe a year or so. And then after that, I moved up into two terminals. I had a track 170 heavy and a small satellite terminal. And, you know, you get those things up and running, you just put the little cherry lights on it, and it basically just runs itself, you know. And you put the indicator inside the tent, and when the little red light goes off, go in there and see what's going on. But did a lot of that, and it's kind of boring if you want to know the truth. But you let it go down, and then, oh, man, it's, you know, it turns into a nightmare real quick.
Small terminal for a reach back. Our step side of these would be like you know, up in Germany or England and stuff. It depends on what we were doing and stuff. But yeah, my stuff was easy to set up. It'd take me maybe an hour or two to get my repeaters set up, then I'll some HF up. Then I'd move over to SATCOM, help those guys out. Then I'd move over to telephone, help run telephone lines, and I'll end up helping the network guys out.
Yeah, said we didn't even have HF capabilities. I think we had one kit that was came with the communication section there with the SIGARs that I seems like I remember it having a dipole in it, but we never ever set it up. I mean, we inventoried it once a year, and, you know, we just pull it out of the bag and inspect it. And I just remember we'd pull it out and see this little spool of wire, and we're just going, you know, like, what is this thing? I mean, what in the world could you possibly do with that? But, you know, if I only knew.
A lot of the military got away from HF because they get relied on satellite. I think they're moving back to HF now. But there's very few of us knew how to set up a HF and build our antennas out of scratch and stuff. I got a medal for that in the desert area, building UHF, VHF antennas for the when we were building up for the invasion.
When were you over there?
Back and forth from, let's say, 98 all the way up to 2006, all the way in and out of the sandbox regularly.
I did two stints over there. First was 18 months total. We took a triple S switch and four SIN vans, one satellite terminal and track 170 over there, and we were told we'd be there for 4 months and then we'd rotate back home. But 18 months later, man, goodness. And then second deployment was a little bit shorter. It was 10 months. And then, you know, you had the 90 days mobilization before, and then the train up, and then 30 days after the mobilization for demob. And I don't know, I just got to a point where I just had enough, you know. But I did two, and that's enough.
Assignments. I think it must have long size over 6 months at one time. But the majority of the stuff I did my last 6 years, I deploy out for like varsity communications and stuff like that on special teams.
spent a lot of time going across Africa, Darfur, South Africa, places like that, setting up a comp.
Golf Alpha Tango, UFO. Station Golf Alpha Tango, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and KJ4 YQK. Go ahead, sir. QK, KO4 NUE for station ID. So, we did a little bit of work with GRC 103 radios. We had a couple of shelters that just did kind of line of sight stuff. But, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the communication side of it. I didn't enjoy all of the mortars and rockets that came with it, but you know, the actual job I enjoyed. I mean, it was I learned a lot and got an opportunity to work with some of the best people in the world, and I, you know, that was enjoyable for me.
KFRYQK here. Yeah, the satellite terminal I worked on, the USC-60, is a real small package, and we it didn't take much time to set that up at all there. And that other station, come on back in.
K4GST radio, go station. You're not quite making it into the repeater. If you can maybe hold your antenna up or move around a little bit if you're on a handy. If you have a receive sig bar on the handy, move your antenna around till you find the highest receive sig spot, and then try to transmit from there.
K4GAT, how's that? A little bit better?
Better. Your audio is just down in the, you got weak audio coming through. You are getting in repeaters with weak audio.
That's not the new handheld here.
You got a chirp when you get done transmitting. There's a little beep there. That's coming nice. It's just your audio is weak, your actual audio for your voice. For YQK, operating HF as we speak right now. Listening down to 3.913 and doing some JSA on 7.078.
What, sir?
Down 3.913 megahertz, lower band, and I do JSA digital up on 7.078.
3.913, are you there now?
The guys chat back and forth down there. The South Carolina single sideband net was up on 3.915 earlier.
Some traffic up there. Well, how was the propagation tonight? I missed it tonight.
Bouncy there, a little bit of static bounce and stuff up and down, but once I got my radio set right, I'm getting everything in pretty good. I got to play with the AGC a little bit. 40 meters, like, super quiet. Hardly anybody on 40 meters, but I'm here in England and overseas right now on 40 meters.
What kind of antenna you got?
On a Wyndham, it's up about 45 feet in the air.
Okay. Well, I got a little home-built dipole here, and I made some pretty decent contacts with it. I think I'm going to have to make some changes to it, but it's the first HF antenna I've ever built, and I've made some good contacts with it. Made a contact in Australia, that's Costa Rica. So, I mean, I'm kind of pleased with it, but I'm ready to move on to something else. And I like to build them, just, you know, test them out for a while and see what I've got. But I've also got an infed half wave, and I hate it. I mean, I hate it. It's the noisiest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I'm just going to take it down. I'm not going to ever use the NFED again. I can't stand it.
What if 160? Yeah, I figured the sunspot numbers aren't going to really go up this cycle. So I'm going to put up a 160, and I want to put up a Breverage for 80 meters.
It sounds interesting. I haven't got into beverage antennas yet. I'm still having fun with the dipoles and stringing them out and measuring them and all that. You know, trying to hit my target on the length. I get pretty close. I got an antenna analyzer and that helps things out, but it's just so sensitive to heights and, you know, you move it around a little bit and SWR jumps everywhere. The impedance moves with it and it's just, you know, just kind of a pain in the rump. But it always seems to work out. It just takes me a little bit of fiddling around with it to get it straight.
Okay. Need to take a look at the Carolina Wyndham. That's what I use for my primary antenna here is Carolina Wyndham. It's very good on. I got one set up for 80, 40, and 20. Works very well. And that 160 is supposed to be nice, too. I'll probably do a Carolina Wyndham on it. And I like InFeds also for the same reason. I find the Carolina Wyndham is the best solution.
Keep that in mind. Might give it a shot or a try. But, for now, I do everything I do is on 80 meters, and I do some work in between the bands too. But I'm not really into DXing. I just kind of enjoying where I am, you know. But I am thinking about another antenna and figuring out, you know, what I'm gonna do and how I'm gonna build it. And that kind of stuff. I build a lot of 2 meter antennas too. I got a Slim Jim I built down in the machine shop. I'm talking to you on it now, and I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it.
Okay, Slim Jim in my mobility bag all the time with 2 meter radio because I knew where I was going to end up at. And it's nice having a Slim Jim because it falls up, you can clip it to a curtain.
Build up. It's built out of half inch copper pipe. I guess probably with better term would be a folded dipole of some sort. But I machine a plug on the end of it that's adjustable so I can, you know, change my SWR if I wanna move to a different frequency or something. But a lot of extra gain that comes with it, and I took the Diamond X30, I believe. I took it down and put up that piece of copper pipe. Half of it come out of my grandmother's house. You know, we changed some plumbing out up there, so I was going to sell it for scrap. But I saw it laying down there, and I said, well, let me see if I can build an antenna out of it. And, man, I'm telling you, I love it. And it's not as high in a obtrusive as that X30 or X90, I forget which one it is, but I'm pleased with it.
Yeah, I refer to it's a J-pole made out of ladder line. The same concept, same idea there as a Slim Jim, but it's made out of ladder line, so you can roll it up. And I do have a copper one sitting out there, it's sitting up under the house I need to put back up.
Well, I get something the way I want it, and I get used to it, and don't wanna change. I just keep things where they are. But I need to push myself a little harder, I guess, and try to get better, faster, stronger, that kind of thing. But like I said, when I started this conversation, my motivation's kind of dropped this year. I'm not sure what's. I must be getting old, I guess.
For that, I'll go like a couple months without operating, and I'll get right back into it real good. Quite a station. I'm running out of Flex radios. I got a Flex 6400, and I got a Flex 5000, and a Flex 1500. So I got three HF radios and a bunch of receivers sitting over here. So when I get going, I get them all going at the same time.
I got an old Hammerland here in the shop. In the ham shack I bought at the Shelby Ham Fest. And it's just sitting up here on the shelf. I've never Never tried to receive anything with it or anything, but it just kind of looks cool, you know. But maybe one of these days I can get it out and see if I can get it working. But at any rate, well, KJ4YQK, this is KO4NUE. I enjoyed Q, so, sir. And you have a wonderful evening. I'll see you 73s, and I'll be clear on your final.
Let's go ahead, 6832. Maybe I'll check into the sideband net one night. So let's take agree for now. KJ4YQK will be clear.
4NUE, this is WD8RON.
RON. Hey, Ed, how are you, sir?
Question, did you get my text showing the Yagi 2-meter antenna?
I'm several emails from you, and actually I've got a draft that I've started on for replying to one of you, one of them. But no, sir, I did not receive the text about the Yagi. I'll go grab my phone real quick and check. Stand by. RON KO4NUE. No, sir. Yes, sir, I did. Got it right here. Yes, sir, I did. I didn't even notice. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's got a, is that a calculator that comes with it? I mean, yeah, that's what it looks like.
Part showing the sizes. The picture apparently is not the scale, but the dimensions given in the article, I think, are pretty good. This is the one that's made out of PVC pipe and so on. You might consider putting it vertical rather than horizontal.
So I see the website there, so I'll go check it out. That looks pretty interesting. How'd you stumble across that?
Looking on the web, I've always been interested in antennas, so I started looking for that. There's lots of stuff, but it's the usual problem. You've got to know the question to ask to get the answer. So I was looking up whatever it was to search for. But you might find that interesting for your simplex nets.
Getting back to our conversation we had, I guess, about a week and a half ago, you still need some of that copper?
Use it, but it'll be after Christmas. I've got my entry box on order, and we're going to be gone a couple weeks, so it'll be after Christmas before I'll be able to use it.
Let me know when you're ready, and I'll meet you somewhere, and would like to meet you face-to-face. KO4NUE and WDARON for ID.
I'll give you a call when we get back, and then we can get together. I know you're headed off to go somewhere, so I'll let you go. WDARON, out.
QE, clear.